The time between Ascension and Pentecost was a time of waiting. It was also time to replace Judas. The question was, how? The original 12 apostles were hand-picked by Jesus. That gave them authority. He sent them to be the witnesses to his resurrection. How do you replace somebody and know you've got the person that Jesus wanted? Well, you might put everybody's name in a hat and hope you drew out the right one, or you might use your own judgment and try and work out who you think Jesus would have chosen, though that has its dangers because Jesus is not known for being predictable. In the end, they came down somewhere in the middle. There were some obvious qualifications for being part of the 12 apostles. This person had to be a witness to the things that had happened, so they were looking for someone who had been with Jesus from the beginning, as the original apostles were. And it had to be someone who was reliable. None of the 12 had been fully reliable, but they still wanted someone of good character. They ended up with a short list of two, Joseph Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. We know next to nothing about these two, but there were many who followed Jesus without leaving any trace on our records. They then drew lots to make the final decision. They wanted the Lord to make that final decision. As it says in the book of Proverbs, the lot is cast into the lap, but every decision is from the Lord. So why draw lots? Well, they knew that once it was down to two suitable people, then what mattered was the state of their hearts. No doubt they had assessed that in drawing up the shortlist, but maybe they didn't think it was right to make the final judgment. Only God truly knows the state of someone's heart. So Matthias was added to the group of apostles. There's no record of the apostles or anyone in the early church drawing lots again, but I do like the way they went about making this decision. They took responsibility for a good decision, but they also left space for the Lord to make the final choice. And I think they got it right. Matthias was one of the teachers mentioned in chapter 2, and people were devoted to his teaching. He was part of the group that performed many wonders and miracles and signs. He helped to distribute the money that was raised for the poor. He was one of the group that was arrested and then miraculously released, and so we could go on. The period of waiting is coming to an end. Tomorrow, we'll see what happens next. The promise of Jesus will be fulfilled.